Thunder Bay. A City of Thunder Bay grant program that was recently boosted to $1 million in hopes of spurring more infrastructure to address homelessness and poverty has drawn more ambitious applications, the city says. The Community Partnership Fund, which City Council voted to top up from $200,000 in May as part of an expanded focus on homelessness, could support projects included badly needed supportive housing in the city. The fund will cover up to 25% of eligible costs, to a maximum of $500,000, for capital projects that provide public benefit. Projects must have a total budget of at least $150,000 to qualify, and must involve new builds or major renovations. Though applications were due in June, the fund isn't set to be awarded until the new year, delayed by the transition to a new city council occurring this month. While the city won't release application details until closer to that time, policy and research analyst Melanie Davis said 4 proposals had been received, an increase from previous years. The applications were also larger in magnitude, with all applicants submitting funding requests beyond the previous limit of $100,000, she said. We definitely did see some increased interest this time around, she said, adding all of the applications are very strong. The city's grant review team is still deliberating, and administration will present details of the proposals and recommended funding awards to City Council in January, she added. In addition to building the fund up to $1 million, the city redrew eligibility rules to include projects that support goals in the city's community safety and well-being plan, like reducing indigenous homelessness by 50% by 2027 and building more transitional and supportive housing. In the past, the fund has contributed to projects led by Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services, Wekwadong Lodge, Magnus Theatre, and Community Clothing Assistance. First Nations and other Indigenous governing bodies that serve members in the city, like tribal councils, will also now be eligible to apply, along with non-profits and charities. The city has claimed it's among the first municipalities in Canada to offer capital dollars to Indigenous groups, calling that an important priority given that roughly 2/3 of those experiencing homelessness here are Indigenous, according to local point-in-time surveys. Mattawa First Nations, a tribal council representing 9 First Nations in Treaty 9 and Robinson Superior Territory, said those moves represent encouraging progress. We are appreciative that, this time last year, Thunder Bay City Council decided to be bold and innovative in changing part of their approach to addressing homelessness, said Mattawa CEO David Paul Acknepinescombe. It is our hope that, with an openness to consider solutions that could now come forward from the community, we will see the kind of impact we all want. Mattawa itself recently received provincial funding for its efforts to build transitional housing units in the city.